What's up, guys? Welcome on back to the podcast. I know it probably has been maybe like 10 days or something like that since I've posted a podcast episode outside of me doing my predictions, but that probably may be the way that this is going to go moving forward, at least for right now. I'm not going to try to put a permanent ending on this whole YouTube thing, but of course, you guys know I'm still going to continue to be random whenever it comes to doing like free readings or doing predictions on the YouTube, and then I will take them down. And thank you to the person who suggested that I just turn it into a podcast episode. So that's the way we're just going to do it. So if I'm just feeling pulled one day to do a live video on YouTube, it will stay up for 24 hours like I did last time, and then it will get taken down, okay? But yeah, on today's episode, we're going to be taking a look at the controversial man himself, Mr. Kanye West. Okay, you guys know how I feel about past lives. So we're going to take a look at Kanye's past life. And then I'm going to take a little bit of a look into Kanye's birth chart. And we're going to kind of just like, I'm not going to go over the whole thing. I'm just going to look at certain things, because if some of you guys follow me on Twitter or you've saw me talk about this before on my channel, remember I've talked about, you know, Saturn being karma. Now Kanye, of course, is past his Saturn return, okay? He's like in his 40s, but maybe my theory could possibly work in this particular instance when it pertains to certain periods of life being ruled by certain planets. Since Kanye is in his 40s, the number four, when we're talking about numerology, is represented by the sun card. I mean, represented by sun. Okay. And we know the sun is ruled, or it is tied to the energy of Leo, but we also do have Aries as well, since the sun is exalted in Aries. So we might have to look at Kanye's, I mean, Mars is ruled by the number nine, but I'll look at Kanye's Mars to kind of like see what that's doing. Mars is about to retrograde in Gemini soon. And is Kanye a Gemini? Yes, Kanye is a Gemini. Okay. So Kanye is a Gemini. So Mars is about to retrograde in his natal sun sign. So that'll be interesting to see how that works. We may see Mr. West backtracking a bit when it pertains to certain things that he's done, said. We'll just have to look. I haven't looked at the chart yet, like I said. But yeah, let's get started. Welcome back. It's the Divine Faith Podcast. We're talking about current events.
Think about whenever you got into spirituality. Was it a time where you were most stable?
Faith, you are just so on point.
All right, guys, we're back. So let's go ahead and get into this situation, or all these things when it comes to Kanye West, okay? But before I go further, I just have to say I have had a week, okay? When I say I've had a week, I've had a week. I don't think that I'm getting adequate rest, okay? I don't think I'm getting adequate rest because there's just been like quite a bit going on in my life, just life in general, that, you know, being an adult, you have to take care of things, and you're kind of just like, you know what? You put me in the time machine and take me back, because I really don't feel like paying you for this, taking care. I mean, I really just don't feel like it. And then on top of that, I think what set off this chain of events was my younger sister came over my house like 2 weeks ago, and she said, I don't feel good. Now, she has not been wanting to stay at my mom's because they found a bat. Okay, the bat was outside, but it was like on the side of the house, like it was trying to get in through like the air vents or whatever, and she saw it. Ever since then, she has been freaking out. Like, she has a fear of probably everything animal wise outside besides a dog. I don't even know if she's afraid of cats. I haven't asked her, but I probably will at one day, one point. She's also afraid of butterflies, okay, spiders. I mean, she really, it bothers me because we go outside to walk around and then I'm like, oh, a butterfly. And she like literally is swatting. Like, why are you treating the butterfly like that? And sometimes I'm like, you know, I hope it comes and crawls in your ear in your sleep. But, you know, I try not to be mean. I try not to be mean. But she is really Capricorning like a Capricorn. I don't know if that's a thing. But she came over 2 weeks ago and she slept on the couch. And I'm like, why are you coming over to my house? And you know you're sick. And she's kind of like, well, I don't want to go back there. So me being the wonderful sister that I am, I'm like, okay, fine. You can sleep on the couch, okay? But just do not bother anybody. So of course, we have my lovely child. He loves hanging out with my sister. And him keeping him away is just terrible. I should have told her she couldn't come over. So it was just terrible to try to keep him away. So they love to play together and be mean to each other. That Capricorn Taurus dynamic, okay? They really bully each other, but at the same time, they look for each other all the time. So she leaves, a week goes by, everything is fine. And then all of a sudden last week, baby Caden is just sick. I mean, like sick. Coughing, he's vomiting mucus, okay? It's just mucus. So I'm like, okay, I know this is like a really bad cold. I don't know what the hell my sister had, but I'm gonna mess with her about this until she passes away way in the future, because how dare she? Okay, but either way, so I think she gave it to everybody in the house, okay? Baby Caden got it the worst, okay? I got it, but it wasn't super bad. I honestly don't think I'm really completely over it, even though I sound fine. I'm just tired, okay? And I've just been taking Tylenol to kind of like try to move on and be like, okay, you're going to be fine. You know, you still got work to do, etc. Which that's another thing, guys, which makes it difficult. It's difficult to be spiritual and you have to do spiritual work for people on top of being sick. It's like, drop me off the side of planet Earth. Like, I can't do this. I'm so exhausted. So that's been like a thing. So baby Caden, you know, I've been trying to doctor him back to health. He's okay, but it got too bad. I had to take him to the hospital on Saturday because his fever would just not break. He was fine. He wasn't really running a fever. Then all of a sudden the fever came through and it just was not going away. And it was pretty high. I think it was like 102. I'm like, okay, this is an issue and we have to go. And the whole time me, Brooklyn, and baby Caden, we're like nodding in the waiting room because it was a long wait. Everybody was there. The doctors were like coming over and they're just like, hey, it's time for you to go back now. We're all just like dragon, okay, just exhausted. So we finally get back there and the doctor's like, hey, we're gonna test him for COVID and all that stuff. So he doesn't have COVID or the flu, but he has RSV. I was like, oh my god. On Wednesday I said to myself, I called my mom, I said, mom, I think Caden has RSV. I'm not a doctor, but I just have a feeling. So of course we go to the doctor and they're just like, hey, he tested positive for RSV. So, you know, that was interesting. And not to mention his teachers were freaking out. So I had to go pick him up last week from school when he just had like a minor cough. And they're just like, come get him. I'm like, okay, I'm coming to get him. So it was just a lot going on within 7 days on top of other stuff. So I'm kind of just like, I don't see how you guys do it, especially if you have more than two kids. I would probably just be on the side of the road with my arms folded and like, I give up because this is just too much. But either way, so that pretty much has been going on in my life for like the last 10, 11 days. Okay. It literally started right after I posted predictions, which I'm not trying to say I'm superstitious or anything like that, but every time I post predictions or I do a live, it's so weird. Like something mysterious just rolls down. Okay. And I always say it whenever I get on the live. I joke about it whenever I'm just like, don't be throwing stuff my way, but it never fails. Okay. Every time after I do a live prediction, there it goes. I can pretty much predict within 2 days I'm going to fall sick with something. And it's just crazy. So I'm going to have to work on that. Okay. Try to figure out a way to combat that, whatever. But either way, so let's move on to Mr. Kanye to the West. I'm going to say to the yes. Okay. Well, you know, he's changed his name and all that jazz. But whenever it pertains to Kanye, if we're looking at his natal chart, he has his Saturn in Leo. And like I've told you guys before, when it comes to Saturn, you know, for some reason, I'm actually hearing that Saturn, I don't know if it's true, but I'm actually hearing something tied to patterns when it comes to Saturn. okay? So in some type of manner, maybe Saturn may have some ties in maybe his instance to past life, okay? But maybe just overall, Saturn may have ties to patterns, period, when it pertains to things that we do, you know, those hard-headed things, you know, like how some of you guys, your parents probably said, you know, a hard head makes a soft ass, because it's like you have to keep going through the same thing for you to realize, like, you know what, I can't keep doing this, okay? So I don't know if that holds true. I'm going to have to go to my book of rulership at some point and look and see if patterns are tied to Saturn, but we'll just have to see. Now, I'm not 100% sure if Kanye has his moon in Pisces. I am a Pisces moon, so Kanye going on these rants, I literally tuck it under the mattress. But the only difference between me and Kanye is that I try to make sure that you guys don't see those rants. But another thing that I feel helps when it pertains to water-based moons, whether it be Cancer, Pisces, or Scorpio, you need something to ground that energy, because it can be, the moon is already changeable, and then you add a water sign on top of it, it's too sporadic. So you have to do something. You have to have something to ground you. Hence why I talk about soccer all the time, okay? Or me being thrown into so many different sports. Now, as I get older, I can kind of see how that really has helped to ground me out. Not to mention, Kanye also has his Neptune is squaring his Pisces moon, and they're both in Jupiter signs. He doesn't know how to quit. So I wouldn't be surprised if possibly growing up, Kanye was reprimanded, and you guys know what I'm talking about. In the black household, whatever household you're in, it doesn't matter. Okay, the flip-flop is coming out. The wooden spoon is coming out, because you're getting beside yourself, okay? And you need a reminder that you cannot be doing these things. Okay, I'm not condoning it, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised if he was reprimanded quite a bit. Maybe more so by his father, as opposed to his mother. I don't know the dynamic of the relationship that he had with his dad. I think the other day he was doing an interview. It may have been with Tucker Carlson on Fox News, I think, or it may have been somebody else, where I think he brought up that his dad was part of the Black Panthers. Again, I don't know his father's history. I didn't even know that he had a relationship with his father, because all he talks about most of the time was his mom, and still does talk about his mom. So who'd have thunk it, okay? But outside of that, Kanye has been in the news a lot just for controversy, things that he has said, did, pretty much over the last 2 weeks. Now, if you don't know everything that he has been doing, it started out with his fashion show. He had a fashion show. It was Paris Fashion Week. This probably dates maybe 2 or 3 weeks back. Okay, and if you don't know, Kanye has his own clothing line, his own Yeezy brand that is pretty much distributed through Adidas. Now, before we get into the rest of the backstory, because of certain things that he has said, certain antics, which I will talk about in just a second, his deal with Adidas is being put under review. Now, a lot of people who support Kanye West, etc., they're kind of just like, oh, Adidas is going to be in the red. They're going to go bankrupt. Guys, listen here. Because I am a football, aka soccer, because I am a football fanatic, Adidas ain't going bankrupt. You could try it. It's just not going to happen. They're, to be honest, I don't even think this is really going to affect them. It is, but not as big as everybody may think, because Kanye is a small speck on the Adidas triangle. They have so many sponsorships, so many schools, okay? Some of the biggest football stars in the world have signed with Adidas. I have a couple of Adidas cleats, and those Adidas cleats, if any of you guys have kids who play football and plan to do it whenever they get older, they run at least $150, and that is on the low end. You can find some cheap Adidas cleats, probably like maybe $110, because I have a pair, but I don't really use them that much because they're cheap. You know, those are one of those, if I leave my other shoes at home, then I keep those in the car just in case I blow out a pair of cleats. I mean, I got like 5 in my trunk, so I got options. I'm going to keep options here. But 2 of them are Adidas. My favorite pair is Puma. Those jokers cost me a grip. But either way, they're not going to be hurting as bad as everybody thinks because of, I would say, the market value that they already have when it pertains to one of, well, probably the biggest sport in the world. Okay. I know we probably don't really think of it in that manner because a lot of us are in the US, but if we're talking about global scale, football is the biggest sport globally speaking. Okay. So unless Kanye decides to turn over a leaf and like, you know what, let's make a football shoe or a football jersey, then he may have something. But his Adidas deal going away, yes, it may hurt the company, but I don't feel like it's going to be as big as what they think. Now, back to the backstory. So his Yeezy Season 9 fashion show premiered Paris Fashion Week, okay? Now, if you don't know who Candace Owens is, okay? I always get her and Gary Owens' name mixed up. And actually, Gary Owens is no S. So Gary Owen, and then we have Candace Owens, okay? But either way, Candace Owens and Kanye West, I think they are legit best friends. I don't know if that is true or not, but I think they are legit best friends at this particular point. They did a lot of things together, and Candace Owens is the reason. I wouldn't say she's the reason, but she's kind of like the catalyst as to why this all popped off, because she was invited to Paris Fashion Week for Kanye's show, okay? And she is the one who posted the picture originally of she and Kanye in White Lives Matter shirts, okay? Now, the way it came across was as if that particular shirt was kind of like a hit at the Black Lives Matter movement. Now, regardless of what the people of the organization did, that is beside the point when it pertains to the overall meaning of the movement itself. We can't discredit the movement itself because of bonehead people that want to make a come up off of a very vulnerable time in Black people's lives. Okay, we just gonna ignore them, push them to the side. They're wrong in everything, okay? But the way that the media said it was that it was like somewhat of a dig. Now, I don't know if he said it was a dig per se. He did come out and say Black Lives Matter is a scam. The way he portrayed it was that the movement outside of the organization is a scam, which would be very incorrect if we're going to be honest. You don't got to agree, but you can respect the point on this one, okay? And that's where it started. And he hit at a Vogue fashion editor who I guess has been there for like a long period of time. Her name is Gabriella Carifa Jones or Johnson or something like that. Either way, she's been a Vogue fashion editor for some time. I'm assuming she's probably worked with Kanye. Okay. She is friends with Gigi Hadid, Hailey Bieber, amongst other people in the industry. She didn't like the fashion show. She was there front and center. She started commentating on, you know, Kanye's shirts. Okay. That's where it started. It blew the internet up, a frenzy. Okay. Then we move over to Kanye. Not only did he attack her, then he started attacking Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber's wife, attacking Gigi Hadid because he didn't like the fact that they were pretty much backing up the fashion editor because Kanye legit was bullying her. If you saw the post, he was bullying her. Okay. So then it moved over to Instagram shutting down his account. I don't know if he has it back. I haven't checked. But Instagram shut down his account because of the rhetoric. It's just too chaotic. And so, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, Instagram was like, okay, hit the damn button. So the button was hit. Okay. The red button was hit. Emergency mode was activated on Kanye's Instagram profile. Okay. So no profile. So then he moves on over to Twitter. Okay, and you know, Twitter is more free, say whatever the hell you think or want type of platform. It takes a lot to be honest, for your Twitter to be shut down. It really takes a lot, because some of you guys have a Twitter, you know, they be shooting full-blown porn, okay, on Twitter. Seriously, they have a whole bunch of stuff on Twitter, OnlyFans, all that stuff. It never gets shut down. So for you to say something, to get your Twitter account, like, you know, not banned, but put in timeout, you've been a naughty, naughty boy, okay? So Kanye said something about Jewish people, Jewish media, about I'm going to go DEFCON 3, etc., on Jewish people. I don't know in what context he was meaning, but regardless, he should have knew this was going to happen, okay? So that created a lot of backlash, anti-Semitic rant is what he went on. If you guys remember Nick Cannon pretty much got blackballed for doing the same thing on his podcast, which I don't even think he has his podcast anymore. But whenever that happened and he talked about Jewish people, the Jewish people running everything in terms of the media, they were like, we need to push the emergency button 3 times. Okay, you are going down, buddy. And that's exactly what happened. His talk show he had barely lasted a season. I never watched it. I saw clips, like, this guy's boring. But I think he has the show Wildin' Out. I think that was like put on hiatus. I mean, it's back up now, but it's not as popular as it used to be. But that could just be the change with the times. Okay. So Kanye West got the Nick Cannon treatment whenever he started bringing up Jewish people. And then recently he went on Chris Cuomo, who was fired. I don't know. Well, let me say that. Allegedly fired, but I guess they're going to say he was let go of from CNN. Okay, I'm not even going to lie. Judge me if you want. I did watch Chris Cuomo sometimes, especially whenever they put the clips on Facebook. I just did, you know. But so now he's moved over to News Nation, not doing great. I think his numbers fell like 20%, which is not good in media terms, okay? So he went on Chris Cuomo's broadcast. If we're going to be honest, that was probably a very tactical PR move on Chris Cuomo's part, because his numbers have been extremely low. And that interview he did with Kanye, I mean, it was trending everywhere. If you didn't see it, the gist of it was Kanye continued going on the rant when it pertains to saying that, you know, Jewish people are going to shut you down because they own the media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so Cuomo was like, nope, you got to stop. You can't say that there's a Jewish mafia after you, et cetera, et cetera. So that was a lot. He also said that he pretty much insinuated that George Floyd, which started the Black Lives Matter movement, he pretty much said that he didn't die the way that the coroners, prosecutors, all those, he didn't die based off of what the autopsy said. He said he died because of fentanyl in his system, okay? Which could have contributed to it. I mean, again, I'm not a doctor, I don't know. Which could have contributed to it, but to say that that is the sole reason why he died is just, would be incorrect, okay? Everybody's gonna have their opinion on it, but that would just be solely incorrect. Okay, and even if we want to entertain that baloney, why would a first responder, a police officer, sit by and allow someone to die from an overdose when you know you can save them? So it's a mute argument at this particular point. Okay, so now George Floyd's family is suing Kanye for 250 million big ones for what he said about 2 days ago. Now, I don't know if this is going to stick, because, you know, everybody wants to bring in freedom of speech. I really wish people would stop throwing in the First Amendment, which I'm not saying the First Amendment is incorrect, but First Amendment freedom of speech does not absolve you from the consequences that you may face from said speech. That's always been the underlining tone for First Amendment, in my opinion. I could be wrong. I'm no lawyer. Okay. But I'm just thinking out loud. So with Kanye having, like I said, his Saturn in Leo, okay, his Saturn is at 12 degrees, a Pisces degree, okay? And you guys know, I've been drilling it in your head since the dawn of time. Pisces, 12th house. We could even possibly say maybe the house of the sacrifice. Was Jesus a Pisces? Maybe. There's debate. Either he was a Pisces Or he was what? Or Aquarius? The phone keeps going off. I'm going to have to turn it off in a second. Actually, let me do it now. Pause. Okay. Okay, guys, sorry about that. But yes, like I've been talking about before, I mean, we don't know at this point. There's just a lot of debate. Either way, the sacrifice, the 12th house, the house of imprisonment. And Leo, when we think about themes associated with Leo, Leo is entertainment, it's children. Leo is what? Leo could possibly be the father, but at the same time, Saturn could be as well. If I think about Kronos, Kronos is the father to Zeus. Difficult. I think Kronos actually may be Saturnian, or I could be wrong. You mythology experts, you let me know when it pertains to that. But like I said, the theme surrounding around the sign of Leo, entertainment, leadership, fame, children, politics, diplomacy. You see that he ran for president. So with his Saturn being in Leo, there is I'm getting like a very conviction type of energy when it pertains to Kanye's Saturn in Leo. Now, I don't know what house his Saturn is in. That's why I said his moon, I guess his moon is showing 18 degrees Pisces, so he's probably still a Pisces, even if we don't have the right birth time. Because if your birth time is wrong, your moon can be 6 degrees before what it actually says, like, you know, on the paper. So with him being 18 degrees Pisces, his moon could still be, you know, 12 degrees Pisces, or maybe like 25 degrees Pisces. So he would still be a Pisces nonetheless. It's just the degrees would be different, okay? So with his Pisces moon energy there, and he has, like I said, that Saturn on 12th degree, which is a Pisces degree, if we're going to be honest, probably entertainment, fame, leadership, politics, diplomacy could be his imprisonment. Okay, so if we want to tie a card to it, I'm not going to use the Hangman, which I could, because it is Piscean energy. We can say that Kanye's Saturn in Leo at 12 degrees could be tied to the energy of the Eight of Swords. Upright. Okay? The Eight of Swords upright is very restrictive, oppressive. Okay? And honestly, a part of me wants to say brief. The Eight of Swords energy isn't meant to be long lasting. Is meant to be brief, and it actually makes sense because the number 8 is tied to Saturn. So it is interesting how I chose the 8 of Swords for a Saturn in Leo energy. But that energy is supposed to be brief. But remember I said before at the beginning that maybe Saturn is tied to patterns in a way. So Kanye is constantly going through this same pattern of Saturnian Leo energy when it's supposed to be brief. You're supposed to quickly learn this lesson and move your ass on to the next thing. Let's take it a step further and actually look at the astrological meaning for 12 degree Leo when it pertains to a fixed point. Okay, so let me see. First, let's make sure that it's not an actual fixed star. No, we're good there. So let's scroll down to Leo 12 degrees, which honestly, I'm not optimistic is going to be positive, but we'll see. It's not terrible. Okay. Beauty, physical beauty, constancy, holding to own beliefs, self-assertion, which I feel like is possibly the problem here. Now he's going to believe in whatever the hell he believes in. So it doesn't matter what I say, what you say, what anybody says, he's not going to stray away from what he believes in. That is signified by his Saturn in Leo, We're going to take it a step further. If you guys remember I talked about your initials when I said that your initials, when it comes to your name, can hold a weight in terms of your purpose. Okay. If I'm not mistaken, the letter K is Saturnian in nature, because I think it is Aquarius, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. The letter K is ruled by Saturn, because it's for Aquarius and Uranus. So let's just say Kanye's Saturn is pretty much the blueprint for the majority of his life. That is the energy that probably, you know, we have the rising sign. Yeah. But I'm taking it a step further based off of my theory and saying that his Saturn is what shows up the most to everybody that he meets, that he probably dates. Okay, a very tough energy. And then even if we look at Uranus, his Uranus is in Scorpio. Okay, Scorpio, the bringer of change, transformation, death, the ruler of the eighth house. I don't really think you can get any more karmic than Kanye. And I would say he is battling probably his mind, in my opinion. And him being put in a leadership position in fame or diplomacy or entertainment was the wrong move. However, karmically, it is part of his destiny, part of his purpose. Okay, even though it doesn't make any sense to me, because it's kind of just like, why won't you shut up? However, karmically speaking, he can't. Because remember I said the Eight of Swords. He has to move outside that Eight of Swords energy. And unfortunately, his mom named him Kanye, the letter K, which the letter K is fine. If you name your kids that, I mean, my dad's whole side of the family, everybody's name starts with the letter K. So I probably know about this maybe a little bit more than your average person. And not to mention, look at me. I named Kaden K. I put a K on for Kaden. I don't even remember what other name I was going to name Kaden. I know it was another one. It's probably in my notes somewhere. But yeah. I can't. And baby Kaden has a triple K. His middle name is Kai, which is, I think in Hawaii or something like that, it's like powerful ocean or something like that. Look at me. Yeah, I was really going for the juggler. Okay, you know, don't blame me, Kaden. I always love you, but either way, we're gonna look at his Uranus in 8 degrees Scorpio. So Uranus 8 degrees Scorpio, which is a part of this K energy that he carries, orphanage, which is so interesting how he lost his mom. Okay, orphanage, neglect, doomed, self-assertion, despair, obscure. Remember what I said, guys? It was like he was doomed from the get-go to be in this particular field. However, something about Kanye's energy in terms of when he came into this life, it's something that has to be done. And remember I talked about it before, Saturn rules over black people, black and brown people. So there is some sort of karmic something that Kanye has to do, settle, finish up when it pertains to black people. Okay. Regardless if he wants to turn a blind eye to the fact that he is black or not, that ain't the point. Or if he wants to bring it up whenever he is in a pickle, that's not the point. This was a part of his karmic destiny. Everybody's karmic destiny is not peaches and cream. It's not fun. And especially with his being Saturnian, I mean, yeah, very burdensome. And it sucks because even him being in relationships, the people that he get into relationships with, guess what happens to them? They are engrossed in this Saturn energy. It's like it forms a bubble around them too. Not saying that it should discourage him against relationships, but to be honest, this is probably somebody that doesn't need a relationship. Seriously, in my opinion, just based off of what I see, or if he has a relationship, maybe somebody doesn't necessarily need to make it permanent, like marriage. Because then you be like, you know, of course, like the Bible says, you become one. So remember what I said, the other person becomes engulfed in that energy. Okay. Now, of course, we know Kim Kardashian has her own shit, you know, that we all know. We just don't like her for. However, can you imagine being encapsulated in that type of energy? It's not fun. It seems like torture, to be honest, because of the heaviness that that energy carries. And then not to mention, with his Uranus being on or being tied to the sign of death, change, this is somebody who literally could probably talk his way to the other side of a bullet. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody has threatened to end this man's life. Literally, and they actually meant it. Because it's just signifying his 8 degrees Uranus in Scorpio. Doomed, despair, obscure, an orphan. He is going to, you hate to see it, but it almost comes across where he's going to be alone. As he gets older and older, I don't think anybody's going to really want to be around him, just based off of what I'm getting from him energetically speaking. Now, without a doubt, like I said, he was meant to be out there in the public eye. His Gemini sun is at 17 degrees. 17 degrees is a Leo degree. 5 degrees, 17 degrees, and I believe 29 degrees are your Leo degrees, which is normally, again, Leo is tied to the energy of fame. So if you have any of those particular degrees in your chart, you could get some sort of notoriety based off of the sign it's in. So for him, he's a rapper, Gemini, Mercury, written, you know, spoken words, like poetry, flowetry, whatever you want to call it. So he's there, but he didn't realize maybe he did, and he took upon the task to be the one that was like, you know what, I'm gonna do it because I have to do it. It feels like I have to do this. I have to get this done. I don't have a choice. I think I told it to one of you guys before. Saturn represents the darker side of the occult. You may not want to admit it or accept it, but that's what it is. Saturn is the darker side of the occult. Aquarius is the lighter side. Hence, faith-based healers, clairvoyant, stuff like that. People that can really, really, really tap in could have heavy Aquarius placements, see the future. Like, you know, I think I saw this from like an astrologer one time. I think she said, you know, most of the time Aquariuses, heavy Aquarius placements, gravitate towards like things or people of the future. So if you have a lot of Aquarius people, and you're not an Aquarius really, if you have a lot of Aquarius people coming towards you, being interested in what you're doing, you are on for something great, my friend. It may not happen immediate, especially if those Aquariuses keep coming back. They see it, but you don't. So you have to pay attention to that, because it's that otherworldly type of energy where they can pretty much peek into what's gonna happen. Now, inside Ariel, Vedic, I have an Aquarius moon. Not my favorite, but we're here, okay? Pardon me. Side Ariel, I have Aquarius moon. I have a lot of planets in the natural house of Aquarius, okay? So I just know things, okay? And some of you guys just know things too, but I'm telling you, wasn't there like a song way back when? Was it the song that Michael Jackson did with like everybody? I don't know if they were talking about like the children being of the future. We're talking about Aquarius children. Okay, I'm not saying that's against everybody else, but I'm just saying they just have something. It doesn't make any sense to them, probably whenever they're younger, but whenever they get older, it makes sense. Okay, so like I said, if there's Aquarius people attracted to you, or I would say Aquarius probably could be good mentors, you know, to have on anybody's board, because they can see it in the way that you don't see it. Okay, Pisces can too, but I feel like Pisces, that Neptunian 12th house type of energy gets in the way, and they become their own demise, which is literally what Kanye West is kind of doing with his Pisces moon. And his Pisces moon, like I said, it hits his Neptune, okay? And his Neptune is at 14 degrees Sagittarius, which I believe is actually a Sagittarius degree. if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to look. It might be a Gemini, but I'm going to look. I got to find my favorites. Oh, there they are. Okay, 14 degrees. Oh, it's Taurus. Okay. Oh, that makes sense. That kind of makes sense as well. Kind of like he was ahead of his time in a manner when it pertained to publishing, because Sagittarius energy rules over publishing. So, I mean, that's on brand. But like I said, with that Saturn energy, I mean, I don't see it getting better. It's just going to go downhill from here. And, you know, to, I guess, Kim's defense, it was a good idea for her to divorce him, to be quite honest with you. It was a good idea because it's just going to get worse, I feel like. Lord knows what's going to happen whenever he comes up on his second Saturn return, which is like, what, early 50s? So, yeah, let's take a look at the cards now. Since we kind of like went over a little bit of the backstory, went over, you know, what's been going on, etc. I hope I'm not boring you guys to death, okay? But I'm trying to find my past life cards wherever they are. Here, maybe not. Okay, another pause. Where are those cards? I hope I'm not looking at them. All right, guys, found my cards that were right in front of my face. That's always nice. Okay, so let's look at Kanye's past life. Okay, so he is, to be honest, maybe it may have been better for him to be more behind the scenes, but again, that idea doesn't really satisfy this Saturnian energy. So, but it feels like it probably would have been a better option, okay? But let's take a look. Ooh, okay, we have farm. There's that earth type of energy. It's kind of weird because didn't he get a farm? Didn't he buy a farm? But he's like selling it. But farm energy kind of gives me like isolation. You know, I kind of get this vibe from him where he may be very interested in like centaurs. Is it called the Vitruvian Man or something like that? I could be wrong about that. That may be something that he's really interested in, just based off of what I'm picking up from him. Was he a valedictorian? See, this is the crazy thing that I'm picking up whenever it pertains to his energy. Very smart. Okay, like I said, valedictorian type of energy. If he wasn't valedictorian, the energy is there. He definitely could have been one. Okay, forgiveness. He holds grudges. Okay, I honestly do get... It's crazy because I'm actually getting strong slave type of energy from Kanye. Like there was like some sort of fire that burned down his farm. Could have been the farm that he worked on, unless he worked his way up to owning a farm. Okay, it could have been one of those, but I'm actually getting that somebody burned down his farm. Okay, and he held on to that for a long period of time. I mean, of course, who wouldn't? but it's almost just like that was a turning point for him. I don't think he should eat meat. I know it sounds weird, but it feels like the energy from the meat, because you know everything carries an energy, but the energy from the meat or from the animals that were killed, it sticks to him like sticky paper. Okay, I know it sounds weird, but it feels like that, because there's like this energy for him where he's supposed to, like, in a way, take care of animals or something like that. So he is supposed to be, it's like save the environment type of thing, I guess. Kind of just like, you know, protect the animals, meaning you don't need to eat them. Like I feel like he's supposed to be vegan. Okay, if you've been seeing Kanye lately, he's giving me dad bod, a little bit extra junk in the trunk. Okay, hip dips. Hip dips, okay, he's getting hips, okay, and I'm like, okay, he's been eating. But either way, karmic relationship, monk or nun, Atlantis, the knighthood. Yeah, I hate to say it, it's like he's some sort of a sacrificial lamb, but this was already predestined. So it's interesting how his mom named him Kanye with the letter K tied to, you know, that Saturn. This is already predestined, you know, like something possibly came to her in a dream. Okay. But either way, the knighthood is the sacrifice card to me. But this is also somebody who can't control their mouth, which unfortunately puts them in. It almost comes across like a martyr. Which they can't control their mouth. So it puts them in that energy of the sacrificial lamb, because it's just like, okay, this one won't shut up. Give it to them. You know, if we're talking about someone, you know, a higher person being like, okay, we need somebody who is going to sacrifice themselves for the cause. Yeah, this is the one. Okay. And okay, trigger warning before I say this. I actually feel like in his past life, he had a relationship with a superior, but it actually gives me like the pastor, the preacher that baptized him, there was some sort of relationship. And honestly, I actually hear an incestuous relationship. I hope that's how you say it. Either way, I actually am picking it up in regards to his past life, okay? His visions or the things that he sees are definitely crazy, okay? In a way, he probably has filtered down the actual things he wants to say or the visions, okay? But this very inappropriate relationship that I feel like he had with somebody in the past is coming through very strongly. Now, it doesn't have to be mother, father. It could be an uncle. The uncle may have been a pastor or something like that. But I'm actually getting like maybe 15, 13 or 15 could have been the age in terms of when he had this relationship, okay? I'm not sitting up here saying that, oh yeah, I'm not saying it like it's a regular relationship. I just don't know how else to frame it, guys, okay? I mean, this is difficult whenever something like that comes. It's difficult, like how do I frame that, okay? See, I told you, he's like very smart. This is wisdom that has been carried over, and I'm actually hearing Mayans, so ruins, etc. So I'm actually getting that in terms of part of his like bloodline or DNA or something like that. Mayans, Incas, stuff like that. But remember I said centaurs and who knows, Mayan calendar, all that stuff I feel like he's very, very interested into, but maybe he doesn't really talk about it, or he possibly only talks about it to certain people that would just rant. He rants a lot. Okay, and honestly, doing this reading for him is giving me a headache. I wasn't getting a headache before, but I am definitely getting a headache now. Okay, Yeah. And I remember, I also said before that I don't really think that this is somebody who should be in a relationship, or if they are in one, probably shouldn't get married. And look, unrequited love is in his spread. As he gets older, he's gonna realize. It's like as he gets older, he starts to realize that certain things that happened to me were not okay. Certain things that I passed off as acceptable was not okay. I'm totally getting that as part of his spread when it comes to his past life. He came to that epiphany as well whenever he was older. I honestly feel like he killed the person that he was in the relationship with, the family member. Okay, but incestuous would probably be mom or dad, you know, in this. But again, I'm not saying this as a fact. This is, of course, entertainment purposes only. But I actually do feel like he killed them or he drowned them. And then he like reinvented himself as some sort of spiritual leader, but he was running away. Isn't it weird how I said his farm was burned down? I kind of see that. The farm may have reminded him of where it all took place, where certain things transpired that definitely were not okay. And he burned it down to rid himself of the memory. It's like trying to run away from the trauma that happened to me. Okay? Honestly, I'm actually hearing flamboyant. So I think it was a guy. It feels like a man was the relationship that was, or I don't, again, I don't know how to, it keeps getting me to say relationship, but I think it's getting me to say relationship because that's how he saw it. He didn't see it as improper until he got older and realized, I think it was a grandfather. I feel strongly it was a grandfather. I'm getting like a David, a Kevin, a Sam, okay? And honestly, I think Kanye has some type of karma to, is her name Issa? Like, is it ISSA? I don't know what kind of karma they have to each other, but she is coming through, okay? Just from what I'm seeing here. But I would say that I'm actually picking up, energetically speaking, that John Legend, the story is similar as well. In terms of this incestuous relationship from past life. Now, I don't know if it happened in this lifetime, but I am picking up on past life. So he like burned everything down and he like rebranded himself as like some sort of guru. But that's the thing. In a way, he is a guru. This is something that came over from his past life. Yeah, I'm getting a real bad headache, so I'm gonna have to hurry up, guys. Thank God I have to go play a soccer game today because I'm going to need it because I can't sit with this energy. It's way too heavy. His energy is way too heavy. Okay. Clarify. Yeah, he is a guru whenever it pertains to the arts. I mean, it's way too heavy. And maybe it's too heavy because I actually may be fighting against spiritual energy, whatever. And with him being monk or nun, yeah, now I feel like I'm getting chest pains. As soon as I say I may be fighting against the spiritual something from his side, yeah. That would be correct. Ouch. Either Kanye may have a heart attack or that may possibly be the diagnosis. Okay. I'm going to have to wrap this up. I need a couple more minutes, but I this is hurting. And my chest is hurting really bad now. All of a sudden, as soon as I brought that up to the attention. But Knight of Cups is the singer, the artist, musician. So he is a guru. He was meant to be a guru whenever it pertains to musicianship. So he's not wrong there. But there's more lawsuits coming his way. Okay. This guy, in his mind, he's saying, I'm living in the year 2041. That's where he is. That's where he's saying he's living at. He's living in the year 2041. Okay. Again, this is for entertainment purposes only. He likes the company of other men. I feel like that is possibly the only energy that can really handle this Saturn Uranus type of vibe. And I think this is because regardless of what he may say when it pertains to his dad, he's kind of looking for that daddy energy strongly. Okay. Yeah, he hears voices, and that's why I said he's kind of like, I'm living in year 2041. But Kanye has a card of unrequited love. Didn't I say when he gets older, he's probably going to be alone? And the unrequited love card is right next to wisdom. Wisdom in this deck is all about whenever we get older. Yeah, for him, it's almost just like, I hate the fact that my truth makes me unlovable, unlikable, okay? He gets headaches too. He's a child. I'm telling you, something happened to Kanye. And his mother knew about it. Oh, I don't even think I want to get any. We might have to do a part two on this, guys, because I got to stop. His mother knew about it. Okay, again, entertainment purposes only. His mother knew about something. Some sort of inappropriate relationship that should have been reported. That really, she should, honestly, the cards are giving me the vibe. His mom should have been in jail. I know his mom passed on. You guys know how I feel about people who passed on. But, shit. I don't even know if I want to go there. I don't think I'm strong enough, because as soon as I said I'm done with this, it's like now the headache is gone. Like they're backing off. So honestly, guys, I'm gonna have to find a way to get stronger. But definitely, there is some secrets here that Kanye's spiritual team does not want me to know or other people to know. We're gonna have to revisit this later, but I so appreciate you guys for sticking around this far. I hope you liked it. Maybe don't share this with anybody. We might need to keep this between us. But yeah, see you guys later.